Okay, so if you own a SaaS, the biggest issue you need to fix is churn. I'm going to show you exactly how you can reduce churn for your SaaS, and you need to do this or you'll be doomed. Now, why am I qualified to speak about this? Because I've built a SaaS marketplace last year. We grew it from zero to over $300,000 in sales. That's over 12 months. And my current SaaS is making currently $15,000 in MRR. So I know what I'm speaking about. Also, our churn went up like crazy and we managed to make it go down, and I want to go over exactly how we did it, the six steps we took to reduce our SaaS churn. By the way, this is how much revenue we lost because of churn. So let's get this started. By the way, I'm not here to hide anything. These are real values. If I go here to billing and show you the exact actually let's go home right here and show you how much we have made last month. Let's do month of November, which was one of our best months. Let's do this. And the gross revenue was 38,000. So MRR is 15K, but gross rev is a bit higher because people buy yearly plans. So let's get straight into it. First step right here. Now, again, these are six steps you can take to reduce churn. Is pretty basic, pretty simple. Is the ability to downgrade plans, right? Because you want your buyers to, if they're on the fence, maybe they think they're paying too much, to instead of canceling, maybe they just want to pay a bit less. Maybe they don't need all the features that your plan, that their current plan is offering. So offer them the ability to downgrade plan. So instead of them be starting to pay you zero, they maybe pay you 50% less than they were paying you before, because they don't need all the features. They don't want to pay that much right now. And this is pretty simple, super simple to implement, but it will reduce your churn. Right. And again, all of these, we're going to see all these six, and you might say, these are quite straightforward, right? Pretty easy, anyone would think about this, but yeah, it's easy to think, but it's hard to implement. Now, this one is easy to implement, right? Just having the ability on the dashboard to be able to downgrade plan. Now, you also want to have emails on the back end from time to time. If you, for example, see that they're on a high-end package and their usage is reducing, maybe you want to set up an email sequence to letting them know, listen. And if you're thinking that maybe they're going to churn, maybe if you find a correlation between lower usage of plans and high churn, you might want to set up an email sequence in the back end to send out some emails to, listen, I saw that you were not using your plan as much. Do you want to downgrade? That's good and bad, but yeah, we'll speak more about that on a later video. Next one is, I've spoken about this in the past, is asking users for feedback every single waking hour. This is the single biggest thing in reducing churn, in scaling the business, because the more you ask people, the more you interact with them, the more they use your product, the more they're engaged in using it and learning about it. Also, by doing this, your product gets better, right? Because you have no idea what your product is about. I mean, you know, and I often give this analogy, you know, you want to build this huge building with big glass doors, a helipad on top, right? Big top to bottom windows, right? Glass windows. I mean, all this, right? You know, you want to build this. That's your holy grail. But your customers might not want this, right? They might not even want the helipad. They might want a slide, right? And you have no idea. And so asking them for feedback not only will improve your product, but it also will reduce churn, because you're engaging with them, fixing their issues, fixing their bugs, adding features that they want, right? And this is the single biggest thing to reduce churn and grow the business. Again, by adding features that they want, that they fixing issues over their suggestions, they will feel heard and they will not churn or churn less. Again, that's how we were able to do. And I'll show you, I mean, I can go here real quick to billing again, scroll down here. The churn in July was 45%. We were able to go down to 21%. So 50% less churn, right? It's insane. All with doing these six steps. Now, step number three is, step number three is, by the way, these are all videos that I'm recording on the SaaS. So these are all on the channel, building a profitable SaaS business, how to market your SaaS to 10K MRR, all the seven steps I took, growing a SaaS 10K MRR solely with organic traffic. I give you all the steps I took, the blueprint from 0 to 10K MRR with SaaS, the nine steps you need to take, four tips to growing your SaaS. What's this? Something that you need to do, which is product management for your SaaS. Again, super big one, this video. Email marketing for your SaaS. I mean, I have a bunch of them, but let's keep on track here. Number three, remarket to them after they cancel. No, this isn't really reducing churn. It's more of you get the churn because they cancel, but then you get them back. And this is achieved through email sequences tailored to these people. And it's what I spoke about in this video right here, right? Having these tailored sequences to all these different users. And you want to make sure that the users that cancel, don't, because you still have their emails, right? And you still might want to come back. And you got to ask them, why did you cancel, right? And they'll answer, maybe they canceled because they didn't have the feature that they wanted. Maybe the pricing was too high, right? So you either have them downgrade to a plan that they pay less, or maybe add the feature and then get in touch with them again. Listen, we added this feature. Listen, we downgraded your plan, or we'll give you a downgraded plan. Do you want to come back? And this isn't so much to reduce churn, but again, it's to win back the churn revenue, if that makes sense. Number four is constantly be putting out and updating the product. Constantly be updating the product and marketing it, right? Why? Again, all boils down to the same thing. If you're constantly updating the product and emailing people about the new product updates, right? If people are seeing that you're on social media, on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, posting marketing updates of your product, essentially engaging and building the product, quote unquote, in public, and people are seeing what you're doing, people are seeing you work on the building, right? And adding features, and let's say Joe sees that you added a feature that Mary requested, right? And Mary sees that you added a feature that Thomas asked for a month ago, right? All this it compounds, and all this is shown through building in public and constantly updating the product, adding new features, emailing people, constantly be making noise, right? It's all about noise with software, because it's very competitive and anyone can just steal your idea, because it's easy to replicate software nowadays. Hard thing is to make noise. So do this. Good way to make noise. Number five, second to last one, is segment email sequences. Because again, you want to treat people differently. People that are on monthly plans, you want to treat them differently from people that are on yearly plans, right? Inside of those, there's on the monthly plans, you have your basic package, your medium package, your highest tier package. Same thing goes for yearly plans. You got three or two packages, right? And each one of these individual groups needs to be nurtured differently, right? And by segmenting people differently and speaking to them differently, you're able to reduce churn. Now, this alone, step five, is a pain in the ass, and it's very, very hard to do. But I've spoken about this again in my last video, which I went over how to more or less do this and how we're doing it. But big one here, and I think this one, not the biggest one, because the biggest one to reduce churn is this one, honestly. But out of all these, this is the second biggest one. And finally, number six, which is focus on annual plans, right? Focus on having people buy annual plans. This is the biggest winner. Why? Because if they're buying an annual plan, they're staying on for 12 months, right? They're locked in for 12 months. So if your average churn is 3-4 months, which I think is the average churn for a SaaS, if you're focusing on yearly plans, they won't leave after 3 months or four. They're locked in for 12, right? And the way you do this, and I can record a video on this, is essentially offering a 50% or a huge discount on yearly plans. And it's easy to calculate how much you should offer, right? Let's say, for example, your monthly plan is $50, right, a month. Let's say people usually stay on for 4 months, right? 50 times four, that's $200, right? So after 4 months, on the fifth month, they churn. So the average value of a buyer LTV, lifetime value, is $200, right? Four times five, 200, right? Now, if your yearly plan is 20, which is more than 50% off, times 12, and I don't know how to do math in my head, so I'll just do this, that's 240, right? That's 20 times 12. So you discounted the package more than 20%, right? From $50 to $20 a month. However, because it's yearly, they stay on for 12 months, automatically they're paying you $240. So that's more than your LTV was before. So now your LTV increased by $40 per customer, right? That's the single biggest thing here, to reduce churn because you're locking them for 12 months and to increase lifetime value. And you can be super aggressive, as you can see here. You can offer 50% plus. It's actually what we're doing, sorry. So yeah, that's it. These are the six steps you can take. Again, we reduce our churn from 40-something percent, as you saw, to 20-something. That's a 50% reduction, 45% reduction in churn. And yeah, that's, by the way, this churn revenue, again, is something you can win back by you leveraging this step three right here. So that's it. That's the video. That's how we're reducing churn. That's how we did it.